98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It's just about 8:30. Right now, I'd like to bring on Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. She's on with us this morning. Thanks for taking a couple minutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to have a chance to say hi to you and your listeners and check, touch base and see how things are going.
It's been a weird week, month.
We are. I mean, you must be running crazy. So we really, really, truly appreciate you taking just a second with us.
Well, thank you. And I know many people are just kind of losing their minds sitting at home, or they've got a lot of kids running around the house who would normally be at school. So I know a lot of people are listening to you. And if I could just, you know, if you want me to answer some questions, or I could just sort of give you a lay of the land of where we are right now.
Sure.
These are unprecedented times, and I thank you for having me on.
Well, the most important thing, I think, when it comes to leaders is, you know, get things done, obviously, which is your job. But it also, part of it is to make us feel better about things that's going on, and you have a handle on it. And I believe that Governor Cuomo and you and all of everybody there has done a really good job of being transparent.
You know, I appreciate that, because many times in crisis, when there's no good news to give out, you know, there are elected officials who hide from that. And our governor has been out there literally for weeks with what has become must-see TV across the nation when he does these press conferences, because you will hear straight talk. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He tells it like it is, but he also gives people a sense of confidence that their state leaders anticipated this, were not surprised, were ready for it, and we're going to handle it into the future. And so that's what I think everyone needs to feel good about it. You know, New York is the epicenter. We could not have foreseen that there'd be more cases in New York City per capita than anywhere in the world.
Oh my
but
God, I know.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's
what we're dealing with.
Then let's ask the question. The virus obviously is going to come to an apex predicted in the New York area. When is that predicted to peak out?
The apex is expected, which is the height of this curve that we hoped would flatten by now. But if you look at the press conferences, that curve is actually getting straighter, which is not a good sign.
Yeah.
14 to 21 days. And that is when we expect the worst of it.
Wow.
Now, the hope is that after you hit the worst of it, it tapers off quickly and drops, because the lifespan of the virus really is about 14 days. And what is going to save us, particularly in upstate New York, is this social distancing, which everyone's tired of that phrase and they're being tired of told what to do. But this is how we can insulate ourselves from the rest of the state, from what's happening in New York City. You got to think the density of New York City. People live in high rises with thousands of other people. They share the same elevator. They're on the same bus, the same subway. That is one of the reasons why it is so acutely bad there. And in one sense, many communities like Rochester, Monroe County, I live in Buffalo, Erie County. Many people, you know, some live in apartments, absolutely. Some live in public housing, more crowded situations. I understand that. But the majority of people can go into their home, close the garage door, lock down, and just go out for groceries and food. And they will be able to be isolated in a way that they can protect themselves and their family and hopefully our older neighbors and senior citizens from being exposed. And that's how we're going to contain this.
Now, I feel like you guys have been proactive with telling us, hey, social distancing, stay at home. So I thought by nature, because we kind of did get ahead of this, the curve wouldn't be so, you know, it would have flattened a little bit. What is it that we can do more, or why do you think that it didn't respond like it was supposed to?
Well, it depends. We're talking about two different parts of the state. If you're talking about New York City, you know, we knew New York City is a place where we have 80 million visitors from around the world every year.
Yeah.
Many of them come from Asian countries. The Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year was going on at that time. So, you know, this is what makes New York State and New York City so great. I mean, they're fascinating global centers where people come and go, and also the density. So those two issues, the visitors from elsewhere and the density, really created this hotbed situation in New York City. But what it happened is it started spreading out to other counties and Westchester and heading out toward Long Island and Rockland counties. And, you know, we need to be smart, because, you know, we're not insulated in upstate. We don't think it'll be as bad. But we also have had a number of cases, and that's why, you know, places like, you know, Monroe County have been taking steps. I'm in touch with the mayor. I spoke to the county executive at great length yesterday to find out what the needs are. And we will face some shortages of personal protection equipment, ventilators, and everything the governor has been sounding the alarm about for weeks. We're going to run into shortages. And I have to tell you, I'm so proud of companies like Hickey Freeman for stepping up and and retooling their machines to be able to make masks to help our frontline individuals, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, the EMT people, firefighters, police. They're so exposed. And many times, because no one could have anticipated this, we simply did not have enough protective equipment available, and we are trying to ramp up and get factories to make more, and some of them are stepping up, and that's a point of pride for all of us.
What's it like in the Hochul household? I'm sure I know what it's like in the governor's office and the lieutenant governor's office, but what's it like in the Hochul household?
I intentionally camped out upstate so I could be available to respond to whatever the county executives, the mayors, the business groups. I'm constantly connecting, talking about recovery time, but when I am home, I have an office in Buffalo, and mm-hmm. I'm there every day. So when I am home, though, obviously my husband's at home, so mm-hmm. there's a lot more togetherness.
Yeah,
which is great. I mean, I guess we're figuring out what it'll be like someday when we retire together. Like, you know what? We actually get along pretty well. given that most of my life, seriously, my normal life for the last 5 years as lieutenant governor is on the road 4 to 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
So we're just kind of making up for a lot of lost time there.
You got to binge on Tiger King. Got to watch that the best.
Yeah. What about Nick? Does Nick Tahoe's deliver to Buffalo?
We can probably arrange, get one up there for you. I know you're on a tight schedule, and I just want to say thank you for supporting Western New York, upstate New York. You're basing in Buffalo. You're lieutenant governor. We got both sides of the state covered, and we really look forward to it's simple. We can all do our part and make this thing slow down by just staying at home and hanging out.
Absolutely. And the next phase will be the recovery, and I'm already focused on bringing back communities and businesses that are hard hit, because all the progress we made in Central New York and Western New York and the Finger Lakes region, we're not going backwards. So I want everyone to know that we have recovery very much on our mind, and that's what I'll be focused on for the long term as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. I appreciate you being on The Buzz with us this morning. Maybe sometime again soon?
Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right. Spazam and Sandy on The Buzz, and we'll be right back. Stay there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.